This is 90.1 WABE, and U.S. relations with Cuba have been thawing over the past year. This month, the country struck a deal for regular flights between the two nations, and this summer, the U.S. reopened its embassy in Havana. But relations aren't fully normalized yet. A lot is still up to Congress, like the trade embargo. But lawmakers in Georgia are already eyeing how better relations with Cuba could help the Peach State. One area they're looking at? Chickens. WABE's LEU reports.
This is a little family of Bard Plymouth Rocks.
Mike Lacey heads the poultry science department at the University of Georgia.
See the male and four females there, four hens.
He points out some of the 20 different types of chickens here. We're in one of the buildings at the university's Poultry Research Center that spans about 25 acres and has a total of up to 4,000 chickens. For research, it's because poultry is big business in Georgia.
Some people have calculated that if Georgia were a country, that we would be the sixth or seventh largest poultry-producing country in the world.
And in the country itself, Georgia ranks number one in poultry production. The state produces about 1.4 billion meat chickens per year. Lacey points out a gray and black striped one, the Bard Plymouth Rock.
I call them sort of the John Wayne of chickens. Big, tall, rangy, all-American.
It's the breed that's used most for meat, he says, and a lot of these John Wayne-y chickens, well, are going abroad, or at least parts of them.
Primarily what we export are the dark meat, the leg quarters, the drumsticks, the thighs, the whole legs.
Jim Sumner is president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council based in Stone Mountain. He says that's because Americans prefer white meat. But in other countries, like in Latin America and Asia, white meat is almost treated like a byproduct, he says. And it's all about the dark meat. Take Cuba.
Probably 99% of our shipments to Cuba are in fact the dark meat, the leg meat of the chicken.
Despite the trade embargo still in place with Cuba, Georgia's been exporting dark chicken meat to the island country since 2001. That's because the U.S. added some exemptions to the embargo for agricultural products, and poultry was one of them. Jennifer Harris is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, it's funny because I think in a lot of respects what you've seen is, you know, an exponential uptick in trade with Cuba, sort of despite a lot of barriers that still remain.
According to the Export Council, Cuba is about the fifth largest export market for U.S. chicken. State officials say Georgia sold $8.6 million worth of poultry to Cuba last year. Harris says a lot more chicken could be sold to the island if the trade embargo was lifted. Right now, Cubans still have to pay upfront in cash for poultry.
You could imagine how much trouble U.S. businesses, any business, would have in doing all of their business without any access to credit, and it's no different in this case.
She says lifting those restrictions could benefit the Cuban economy, causing income to rise and more demand for other cuts of poultry, something she says could benefit the Southeast. But the region is also more Republican than they have traditionally opposed lifting the embargo because of Cuba's communist government.
Most of the gains that we could most readily imagine are concentrated in the southeastern parts of the United States, which ironically, you still see some of the most concentrated opposition to lifting the embargo.
But some Georgia lawmakers aren't deterred. They've been looking into how improved relations with Cuba could affect business and trade in the state. This fall, some of them visited the country for a Senate study committee. One of their recommendations? Georgia should prepare now so it's ready to jump on business opportunities if or when the U.S. embargo with Cuba is fully lifted. LEU WABE News.